Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
Olympia is much more than the state capitol. It's also a nexus of punk music that started around the 1980s and really hit its stride in the 90s, though punk is still an important part of the music scene there. KNKX's Rebecca Way brings us that story.
Olympia experienced an influx of new bands and music lovers when word spread beyond the town about its emerging community. That was the case for Len Bailly, who discovered Olympia's punk scene when she was living in Brownsville, Texas, in the early 90s. She was an avid reader of music magazines and often combed their catalogs to discover new music.
A few of the catalogs I got were from Kill Rock Stars and K Records, so I was able to check things out.
One of her favorite bands at the time was Codeine, which played a festival in Olympia. And she couldn't help but to wish that she could be there too. So when she read about the Evergreen State College in another magazine, she made the move in 1994.
I was really surprised to come up here and like meet people who introduced me to like a bunch of punk music I'd never heard of before.
Bailly studied history at Evergreen and attended shows throughout her time there. She now works for the Washington State Historical Society. A few years ago, she curated an exhibit about Olympia's punk movement called A Revolution You Can Dance To. Bailly says it seemed like the right time to look back on the state's music history. Washington had recently celebrated its 125th birthday, and Nirvana's album, Nevermind, had just turned 25. She says, unlike that music, Olympia's didn't go international.
You just didn't see a band coming out of Olympia that was all of a sudden on the cover of magazines and on MTV. Like, it just didn't happen down there. But it was still so artistic and so unique, and it was just a period unlike anything else that had happened at the time.
Olympia's place in punk history was the result of not just the bands that emerged, but zine writers, organizers, and DJs at local radio stations. It was DIY, a community effort. Diana Ahrens was one cog in that DIY movement's gears. She moved to the town from Auburn in 1988 to go to Evergreen. And she became a volunteer at the college's radio station, KAOS. Many people in town just call it Chaos. She told me about a guideline that a music director established at the station known as the Green Line Policy. They put green tape on all the independently released albums, and Aaron says DJs had to play them 80% or more of the time.
That was massive. It was a seismic shift in the idea of prioritizing independent voices on the air. What had become, I guess, a habit for some DJs became a mission for all of them.
Aaron's started hosting a show in 1991 called Free Things Are Cool. It was just before the International Pop Underground Convention, a festival that showcased independent artists. Aaron's DJed there between bands. She connected with musicians at the festival and invited them to come onto her radio show for interviews and performances. She ended up hosting multiple bands, including feminist punk pioneers Bikini Kill. Aaron says it was then that she saw the potential to make her time at the station into anything she wanted it to be. She stayed at Evergreen for a fifth year to become the program director at Chaos because the position was only open to students.
And so in so doing, I had 4 credits to fill up. So I did an audio and engineering course where I learned to use the 8-track and the 16-track, and I learned to build speakers. It made sense, you know, because in a way it's like we're living in a town where people are like, hey, let's form a band. And those bands needed people to record them.
One of those bands was a young folk punk group called Tattletale, based in Seattle. Some of those sessions became part of their first album. It was released on the record label founded in Olympia, Kill Rock Stars, in 1993.
I wouldn't call it a career exactly, but I think that it's important in a music community to have people playing lots of different roles and to do so because they love it, not because they have a thing to tell.
Aaron's also went on to record the first Yo-Yo A-Go-Go Festival in 94, and its success drew national attention. And Aaron's found herself in the middle of the emerging Riot Girl movement, a feminist punk mentality that redefined the growing scene. Riot Grrrl came about in the early 90s as bands and creatives began releasing music and art that promoted female empowerment and tackled issues like sexism and racism. Len Bailly with the Historical Society says the Riot Grrrl movement left a lasting impact on Olympia and the way its punk scene developed. She says a big year for the movement was 1991.
We're the kind to kill, and we want revolution! Girls don't know!
I think it's an interesting legacy because it really did allow women to become front and center and talk about their art in a way that maybe wasn't necessarily open to them at the time. And it's allowed other women to decide that they're going to become involved. And the kind of the women who started it are still around, and they still encourage other people to get involved and to like to talk about their experiences, which I think is one of the most helpful things that you can do.
And that's what Aarons continues to do. She doesn't work at Chaos anymore, but she's still involved in the music community in other ways.
It's about being there for each other. It's about creating culture and not just being a consumer of culture. And it's not, I don't feel an exclusive community. It's not like these people are, you know, the producers of culture and these are the consumers. It's like everybody is invited to participate in whatever way they would like to.
Aarons says her time in the ringside seats of some of Olympia's biggest events is still relevant to the music community. The legacy of something that she knew in the moment was magical. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.